Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's 5 in the morning. The young boy better get in here. Truth, yeah. CM, yeah. Hey, you grown now. Get it.
We do missions for Christ Jesus. I won't need the rock suit. Think we can preach the gospel in our white leaders. White speakers, stripes and leaders, like to speak the truth. The good news, the hood news, to show whomever's listening. Cause every listener ain't poor for thug, and everybody ain't from top of the slug. Matter of fact, most of y'all probably grew up just like me. You ain't ever put your lips to a drug. Probably grew up pretty normal, probably grew up in a warm home. You ain't never grew up strapped, having a strap over wardrobes. And you ain't never been the type to like cornrows. Many of y'all grew up with pretty decent morals. And you was taught that all roads lead to him. That's why it sounds so crazy when we be like, yo, believe on him. Breathe again, seek and you'll find the past repeating itself. It's like the streets of a wine. Move forward, ain't you sick of the boredom? Ain't you sick of the grind, the brick and the mortar without shorty being assured of? Where you going when you die? We can provide you with truth. Yo, dude, serving God in our youth, and it's like that.
They got questions, man. He got answers. Yeah. You can trust them, man. I take chances. Yeah. You can trust them now. I throw tantrums. Yeah. If you trust them, rally around his phantom.
Never lose. Jim Elliott's rule. Him, hell never fool. His fool to do the will of him who sent him until his belly was full. That's fuel for the fire. Used to inspire. Used to inquire about the truth, but there's a liar. Cooking up a plot. Cooking up a pot of lies. Pushing up those dollar signs. Who connects the dots on them dotted lines? I can get signed if I sign right here.
Right here? Yeah.
Nah, I took my career and hang glided off the side of a mountain. Mounted to nothing except the one that I'm trusting. I doubt when my time is, but clutching his promises. Hold on, what the problem is? You don't know what time it is. Cutting no shiny designer bondages. My mom's in kids still. Struggling the hood, juggling the jobs. Top of trying to stop smuggling the goods. I could have still been the one trying to be persistent and beat the system. But the Lord led me to seek his wisdom. A secret and hidden, but now all men can see what was written and be forgiven and get the instructions we need for living like that.
They got questions, man. He got answers. Yeah. You can trust them, man. I take chances. Yeah. You can trust them now. I throw tantrums. Yeah. If you trust them, rally around and stand up.
You're listening to The Sound.
Welcome to the Watchman Radio. How are you going to enjoy this session? Basically, it's talking about, you know, depopulation, poisons in our water. Stay tuned the next 30 minutes, and we're going to continue playing some music. I am your host, Mr. Black, a.k.a. Joseph. So stay tuned. And we're going to go ahead and jump on that in the next 30 minutes. God is good. Matter of fact, God is great.
Respect in every aspect and special gift to the man, and God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of known for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. Bust. Yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless
them
all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I know you're out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah?
Get up. Get up.
Yo, lift them high, not a sky, to the more side. Listen, what?
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here.
blessing, the fullness of God. Make me thankful, pity the hateful, I'm grateful. The Lord brought me through this far. I'm trying to be cute when I praise Him, raise Him high. I keep it live, beat bumping, keep Him jumping. Make the Lord feel something. Ain't no shame in my game, God's property. Hitting big with turns, ain't no stopping me.
What's this?
I never knew I could be so happy.
think I want to hear some horns.
God is good. God is good. Remember, everybody, God is always good. He's always here. He's always there for your life as long as you repent and you pray to him and, you know, receive your blessings as you, you know, as long as you be obedient. As long as you be obedient to God, yes, it's not that hard. Always pray. And give your praise to the Lord. Always wake up, think outside the box. Remember that. All right, we're gonna go to the next track. All right.
Once again, baby, duh, my block, D-Trick, big room, Mary,
We on the air. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Psalm 41. Y'all got to continue listening to Psalm 41. They got the words out there. You know what I mean? They're not afraid to do the figure of speech because they're trying to cut down the figure of speech and they don't want nobody to speak their mind or nothing. So is Muse. Muse, they doing their thing. You know what I mean? And we got to continue fighting for our rights because they ain't going to give us no freedom or none of that stuff like that because things around this world, man, everything is being controlled by humans the wrong way. As Jesus comes back, he will come back very soon, any second. Rob Hood, you online?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, the topic for today is Operation Depopulation, Poison Waters in the World. And this been going on for years. And we didn't, you know, people is not waking up from what's going on. And it's not just the food. I mean, not just the water, but it's the food also. And whatever
everything.
The doctors give us.
If you control the money and you control the food and you control the water supplies, you control the world. Period. They don't care for cars. They don't care for big houses. They don't care for none of that. If you control the main resources that human beings need to survive, you control human beings. And over the years, they've gotten to the point where they are actually controlling every single thing. Now, you know, everything that's going on in the world right now is already in the Bible. No, people, Nostradamus is not saying anything right now. But if you open the Bible, you will see everything in there because God speaks. And when he speaks, his words never, ever come back to him empty or void. Like, it always goes and it always comes to pass. So a lot of things are coming to pass. A lot of things is going on. Like on 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1, Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, "Know this also, that in the last days perilous times will come." In the last days, perilous times. Perilous means more than dangerous, more than crazy, more than chaotic. Perilous means like it's going to be, man, it's going to be like crazy, man. It's going to be really, really ugly. And those times in the last days will come because men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. That sound like the days that we're living in right now. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of all those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Yeah, that sounds like what's going on right now. All of these things, and having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such people, turn away. The Bible is telling us to turn away from these type of people. I mean, at the end of the day, the gospel is to be preached all over the world. But there's only one thing. God himself knows that a lot of people, majority of people are going to reject the gospel. They're going to reject it. They're going to reject the power of God in their lives that can save them, which is the gospel. They're going to go ahead and throw it to the side. And once you throw it to the side, you call down destruction upon your own self. Not because God is going to say, well, because you reject me, well, this is what I'm going to do to you. Nope. Nah. No, no, no. God loves us so much that I really believe if he could have made that decision for us by himself, he would have everybody saved. And the devil and his angels would have been the only one going to hell in the lake of fire. But we have to make the choice. It's all about our choice. He gives us that free will, and God is just enough that he won't rob us of what he gave us. He won't take it back. So, but what he did was he made ways for us to escape. Like, there's a pastor that say, yo, there's a million ways to get to hell, but not one way out. And he says, you know, but heaven is like, there's one way to get to heaven, and it's a very narrow, narrow, narrow way. And Jesus said we have to strive. Strive means fight. We have to go ahead and fight with every might of our own in our body to make it on that road to heaven, because the road to hell is wide and open. In Isaiah chapter 5, the Bible says hell has enlarged itself, and hell has opened her mouth even wider. You know, it's just like if people look in the Bible, man, the things that God is saying in the Bible and the God that they're preaching on television right now, it's like those are two different gods. honestly, it's like, yeah, God is good. I know a lot of people say, God is good, God is good, God is good. And I tell them, well, don't forget, God is a vengeful God. He is a God, he's a burning fire, a consuming fire. He is a God of wrath. That means there will come a time that God's wrath will consume everything and everything will disappear. Everything will actually be destroyed because of his wrath. God is a jealous God, which means once you belong to him, don't go out there and do things that is not of his will, because he's a very highly jealous God. Like, there are other attributes of God that nobody really talk about. You hear people at church, God is good all the time. Nope, God is not good all the time. I can say that right now. It's not that he's bad. It's not that he's evil. Well, let me say one thing. Go back to the Garden of Eden. The whole thing with the tree of knowledge of good and evil and all that stuff, that was not for us. That was the whole knowledge of good and evil is for God. So if God does things that seem evil in the sight of men, like, who are we to question him? We can't question God. Like, look, what have you done? God say, man, I am God. Who are you? You're just a vessel. You're just a pot of clay that I created from dirt that I could just blow out eternity from you, and then you're gone. You're gone. So, yeah, God is good, but his grace and mercy endures forever. That's what I like to say. Instead of saying all the time, I say God is good and his grace and mercy endures forever, because he is a gracious God. He is a merciful God. But there is a time of wrath when we won't think that God is good. People will be questioning, like, oh, my God, is this what I learned in church? Why is it that God, if God is so good, why he's making all these, why he's letting all these things happen? Because it's the time of God's wrath. We are no longer under God's goodness, to be honest. Only those who are in the gospel, who have believed in the word of God, they're the ones who are under God's goodness. Anybody else who's outside of that, you're doomed. I don't care which God you believe in. If you don't believe in the God of the Bible, who actually created the heavens and the earth, who is the one true God, the one true God, the absolute truth, you are doomed. You've already caused, you called God's wrath upon yourself. First, by rejecting it. Some people actually, they reject the Bible knowing that they're rejecting it. How much worse will it be on you when you get to that point of judgment day and you're standing in front of them? You knew about him. You heard about him. But you still denied it. You still denied it. And it's a gift. It's not like God is ordering us. He's not commanding us from this point. He's trying to reason with us. Like, yo, the Bible say, God say, come and let us sit down and reason. And he even said, he said, let's sit down and reason together. I will give you salvation. Though your sins was red as crimson, I will make you white like wool. He will cleanse us of all unrighteousness, and he will cleanse us of all sin and iniquity and transgressions. He will wipe it all out of us to make us white like wool, to be able to stand before him unashamed on that judgment day, because judgment day will come. It's not a myth. It's not a legend. It's not something that people make up like a lot of people believe. It's the word of God. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what will happen. So why all these things going on in the world today? That's because we're in the last days. Perilous times will come. And we are in the last days, and the perilous times are here. And we ain't seen nothing yet. Like how they talk about the whole depopulation thing. They're testing things out in Haiti right now. And people don't know that. They look at it like, oh, first they had an earthquake, and now all of a sudden people are dying from drinking the water, even showering in it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what everybody in the Haitian community is talking about right now. Like, what's going on? What's going on with the, what's going on in Haiti? Like, why is it that there's an earthquake? And then now it's like the water streams in Haiti are like they're poisoned or something. And people who either drink it, people who bathe in it, are dying. They're falling like flies. And there's news about hospitals not being able to take so many people that are sick. And it's like you get sick today, little diarrhea and a little throwing up and vomiting, and the next day you're stiff in your bed, dead. And everybody around you I have a lady who told me earlier today that they walk inside of houses and they see people laying all on the floor like a mass suicide. Like people like they're all dead. This is what's going on. These people that are actually trying to bring, well, not trying to bring Lucifer, they have done it. Like, Lucifer, they did it. He's on earth.
He's walking on earth. They actually did it. They were successful at having him come down. And it happened. And now look what's going on. They're actually executing what they believe will actually bring about depopulation by poisoning the water streams, poisoning the food system, make food so scarce in places where, like, Ethiopia, in Africa. Like, you see people, kids are dying of famine. Kids are actually, their rib cages, you can count every rib. You can count their vertebrae, like, every bone connects to another. You can see it because these kids are dying of hunger, and flies are just eating them up alive at the same time because they don't even have the strength to wave the flies out of their faces and all of that. And they can't even eat. Once you get to that level, you can't even eat anymore because your glands get swollen so bad that they have to feed you through IV. They have to feed you through that until your body gets its full strength back. This is these things that is going to happen in like the rest of the world. It's going to be famine. It's going to be such a great famine that it's not going to be no joke. A lot of places are going to run out of food. A lot of places, they're already running out of water, and the earth is already over 75% water. Like, how in the world do you run out of water and you on TV asking people to please send 49 cents a day that can save somebody's life with a bottle of water? Like, what in the world? It's going on. It just teaches you, man, these people are designing these things to happen the way that it has happened. But let us not forget, God is in control. Since God is in control, everything that is happening, he foretold us. And everything that he foretold us is in the Word. It's in the Word of God. Anybody who wants to prove God wrong, tell me how you can go ahead and take what's going on in history nowadays and go in the Bible and say you can't find it. You cannot prove God wrong. God's word is the truth. Everything that he says will happen is happening. So who do you believe in, like Tupac asked? Who you believe in? Everybody claimed to have a prophecy. Everybody claimed their God can prophesy. But God is not just prophecy. He's not just prophesying. God is not just prophesying. Just like God said, let there be light. That wasn't a prophecy when he said, let there be light in Genesis. God's word is the truth. Whenever he speaks it, it comes to life. So whatever he spoke is going to come to be. That's it, period. Let there be light. And then boom, everything came into creation. That's how God is. He doesn't prophesy. He speaks life. He speaks it. His words come to life. They come to action. They come to be. I don't care if the sky was blue, as blue as we can see. And God say, yo, the sky is red. It's going to be red. He doesn't have to prophesy. That's how God's word is. It's absolute truth. It cannot be swayed. It cannot be moved. It cannot be broken. But people are trying to add on to it and trying to take away. And God say, woe to the people who are actually trying to take away from God, from his word, or trying to add to it. Because all of the plagues and all of the maledictions and all of the curses that are mentioned in the Bible will all be added onto them. That's what God's word says. So be careful. People out there trying to take the word of God and make it their own, trying to make it to fit their own lifestyle or religion. I like to tell people, don't read me a verse. Read me the whole chapter. Don't give me just a little verse and try to prove a point with it. Read a whole chapter. We are in serious, 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 serious times. Everything, like, let me just break people's hearts. Ain't nothing going to get better. Nothing is going to get better. I don't care who you are, how you think, how your mindset is. I don't care how deep you think the world is going to get better. Nothing is going to get better. It's all going to get worse and worse and worse and worse by the day. It's going to get worse till we get to the point where it's total crap storm. It's just not going to be any better. Nothing is going to get better. Stop. Take that out of your mind, people, because there's no better days coming until the day that God actually splits the sky in two and appears with 10 millions of his angels and his saints. That's the only time that everything is going to actually get better. When time stops and eternity takes over, that's when things are going to get better. But right now, we're still on time. It ain't nothing. We at the last hour. If the last hour is midnight, we at 11:59 right now, man. We at 11:59. The devil knows his time is short. People think it's about control. Control what? They already trying to do population control. They already trying to kill like over 80% of the world's population, that's how they're going. They're already trying to get rid of the majority of us. What are they trying to do? It's not control they want. People think you sit down in front of the television watching all these things that is not of God, that's distracting you away from God, that's keeping you away from ever reaching the Word of God. And you think it's just about population control? It's about the fact that they want to control us and turn us into slaves? Man, like people like Alex Jones who get on TV and talk about all that crap that they don't, it's like, yo, you don't even know what you're talking about. They don't go in the Word of God to see the truth. The truth is, man, the enemy, the devil, that serpent, that liar, that dragon, all he's trying to do is get as much people to go to hell as possible. That's all it is. That's all it is. He don't care for human beings, even the ones that he's using, even the ones that's worshiping him as a god. He doesn't care for them. All he wants to do is destroy God's image. We are God's image, and he's trying to destroy us, man. He's trying to send as much of us, like basically saying, if I ain't going alone, that's how he's thinking. I'm not going alone. This means war. I'm going to go ahead and take as much of his children as I can with me. I'm going to go ahead and take as much of them as I can. And right now, he has this whole plan, this whole plot. He wants to take everybody. So if you're not in God, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, as the Lord, you don't know him and you're not living in accordance to God's will, you are a perfect target for the devil, because he will catch you in the midst of your in the midst of where you at, lost, and he will cause you to die in the midst of your sins, and you won't be able to stand before God in judgment because of the fact that you have sin on you. You're going to be judged probably outside of heaven. You know, the great white throne judgment doesn't talk about being in heaven. It doesn't talk about being in the gates or inside of heaven. It talks about somewhere where it's like even the heavens and the earth flee from the face of God when they see the great white throne, perfect white, perfect, glowing beyond imagination. And that's the throne that he will be judging all the people who have either rejected the gospel, who are lost in their ways, don't want to accept God, who didn't want to go ahead and take and accept Jesus. It's like all these people are going to be judged in front of that throne. And a lot of people, they say, well, hell ain't that. Hell can't be that bad. You know, I hear people say that a lot. Hell can't be that bad. You know, you got some popcorn. You know, while I'm in hell, I can just, oh, this person told me, the devil can't be that bad. Like, he must be a nice devil. You know, so I'm like, dude, the devil ain't going to have no time to rule in hell. People think that the hell is the devil's dominion. Like, that's the devil's kingdom. No, that ain't his kingdom. The devil's not in hell right now. He is on the earth. It's not like he got released out of hell. He was never in hell. The angels, there's some of the angels that actually came down in Genesis 6, and they had sex with the women on earth and did all these dirty things that God has chained in hell. And also, you know who's in hell right now? All of the human beings who are lost, who died in their sins, who didn't repent and turn to Christ. Because only Jesus can save you. I don't care what religion you're in. You better pick up Jesus. I don't care who you believe in as your God. You better believe in Jesus. Because at the end of the day, he is the one true God. And there's none other than him. There is none other. None. I don't care what religion you're in, people. I don't care what you believe. I don't care how many times a day you pray. I don't care what you're doing. There is none other than Jesus. And guess what? The Bible says he hates religion. He does not like religion. Come on, the one true God, you think he will actually divide the world by putting religion into different and diverse places, having different people believe in different things? That's the devil's work. Only the devil puts confusion. What he did was, there's a bucket of apples and there's one good apple. He doesn't want you to find that good apple. So he put all these different apples in there. That way, you won't know which one is the real one. But once you find the real one, you got to be able to look past religion, look past rituals, look past all these things that people say you got to do. People say you got to, like, it ain't what you do that saves you, man. Like, you can't get to heaven on your own. Ain't nothing you can do that'll get you to heaven. Only thing you can do to get you to heaven is put on Christ. That's it. Believe in Jesus and walk according to God's will. Once you're fit for righteousness on earth, you'll be fit for righteousness in heaven. Until then, the way you walk in your own earth, if it's not according to God's will, anything that you're doing that is not of God, believe me, you will be doing the same things in hell. But the only problem is you won't have any way of satisfying them. It's like having an urge to smoke cigarettes every day. And then you get to hell, you're going to have that same urge, but there's no cigarettes. Imagine this hell, this same urge multiplied by eternity times. And you're sitting there, you have this urge of a cigarette, but you can't get it in hell. Because there is no cigarettes. All the material stuff of the world will pass. So all these things, all these bad habits we cling on to, we bring onto our souls, all these addictions and all that stuff, once we get to that side, these things will go with us. We will burn with these things. And once we burn with these things, guess what? You won't be able to satisfy them. And hell is a place of total darkness, to the point where the darkness can be felt. It's not darkness like turn off the light. It's physical darkness. It's physical. You can feel it. You can really feel the darkness around you, you know? And you, it's like it will be so hot. You will be on fire. You will be having every earthly desire that you died with and won't be able to satisfy not one of them. And you will be crying for God, and God is not in hell. He is not there, and he will never hear you. Your prayers will never make it past your voice. Imagine that. But you can call on him now to save you. Because why? Because you have life. The gift of life is something that only comes from God. But once he takes that life away, what are you going to do? It's too late. You're not going to be able to stand in front of Jesus like, oh, man, Jesus, oh, my God, you're real? Oh, my God. Like, wow, I guess I can accept you now. No, it's too late. You don't step from time into eternity. It's too late. People, please, let us reason with God for real, because he's asking us to reason with him. This is God who created everything. He asks us in the Bible, come sit and let us reason together. He wants to reason with you.
I got a text message from an old friend of ours. I'm not going to say his name, but he was asking me questions, what's going on, what's going on with my life. I say, you know, I've been giving my life to Jesus Christ. And he's asking me, like, weird questions, like, when this happened, are you Christian now? I'm like, it's not being Christian. It's not the title of being Christian. It's the title of actually giving your life to God, actually you know, walking his footsteps. And he was like, oh, okay, so that's what's going on. You know, he's like being sarcastic and all that. So I'm like, listen, you know, this world, you got to think outside the box. And then he texts me and laughs out loud, what box? What are you talking about? The world, living in this world, being of this world. You got to live outside the box. You got to live outside the box. You can't be of this world because there's a lot of things going on. So I guess he's not understanding what I'm trying to say, you know, through text or whatever. But he was like, you know, oh, you're a Christian now. What's so different about you right now? What's so different? You know what I mean? So it's like he's thinking I'm avoiding the question, but it's like the question I'm giving the right answers.
And what's not, so different not, about you now is your name is written on the book of life. See, the Bible says, many men will come and do great things in Jesus' name. They will cast out devils. They will raise up the dead. They will speak life into people. They will give sight to the blind. They will actually pop people's ears open. The deaf will hear again. The lame will walk. Those who are crippled will walk again. All these things. And he says the gates of hell will not prevail against them. But there's only one thing. Jesus said above all of that, the greatest miracle that ever happens in a man's life is that his name is written in a book of life, the Lamb's book of life in heaven. That's the only way you'll be saved. People got to really think to themselves, is my name really written in the book of life? And if not, why? Why? Maybe it's because of how you've been living. Accepting Jesus with your mouth don't do nothing. It's your life. Once you go ahead and give your life to him, things change. Once you give your life to him, he starts revealing himself to you more and more, and you get deeper in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is actually the one who's going to lead you into that. People, please turn to God. accept Jesus. Don't take that as a joke, man. It is not a joke, and it's not religion. If anything, I hate religion, and I wish I could destroy all religions, because all it does is it keeps you away from seeing who is really the one true God.
It separates all nations. It's the Bible. Religion separates all nations. It separates people.
Yeah, like religion is not God's creation. It is never God's creation.
It's not created by God. Religion is created by men.
By men.
No.
Yeah, man. It's like at the end of the day, please, man, let's turn. We have no more time left. I know we were going to talk about the two witnesses, but we have to actually get on something that the Holy Spirit wanted us to get on, and it's that. People, please, man, turn to God, because if things coming, you won't be able to escape them. Only way you're going to be able to escape them is if you have Jesus Christ. He will give you a faith that will conquer all fear. So turn to him with your life, not just with your mouth. Please.
All right, everybody, tune in tomorrow. Everybody tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow is what, Sunday? Well, we're going to be on probably the same time. So everybody stay tuned. This is Watchman Radio. We are here to set to give the gospel the word.
Blowing the trumpet.
Blowing the trumpet.
Yes, sir.
Bless.